السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي، وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه، وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. Many parents ask about the way they should raise their children. Many of our families, they are struggling to raise their children in this environment, not only in the West, but in the East too. This is a global challenge that we are all facing. Every father, every mother, whether they have one or 10, they are facing this question. How do we raise our children in a way that we do not lose them? They don't follow other paths. They don't deviate from our path. What do we do? Of course, dua works, definitely. We believe in dua. We believe in two types of elements. One is the ghaybi, the unseen, and that is the dua. But dua is not enough. We need some material elements. We need some elements that we can see and we can execute in our life. So there are certain steps we can take, and we leave the rest with God. Once we take care of our duty, then we assign the rest. We do what we can, and what we can't, we leave it for God to take care of it. So today, allow me to mention two or three elements where we can really, through them, we can protect our children. Number one is to have a true friendship with your children at home. Yes, it is important that children respect their parents, they honor them, they listen to them. But at the same time, with that respect, we should have transparency and openness between the parents and the children. That respect between the son and the father should not deter the son to come forward and speak openly with his father. In the past, we were raised, our generation, we were raised in a way that we consider the father to be a holy man, so I cannot open up to him. We would always fear him. He was majestic at home. He was like a king. So we would kiss his hand, his feet, bow down before him, listen to him, obey him blindly. And we did not get a chance to open up when we encounter a problem, we cannot go to the Father because He's holy. That thing does not work here. Here, your father, you respect your father and your mother. They are, yes, they are holy, but they are accessible too. A holy that you can touch. There are some holy things you cannot touch them. You cannot look at them. But your parents are holy, but you can touch them. You can talk to them. You can reach out to them. You can have discussion with them. So this is important, to have a transparency with our children, to allow them to come to us. When there is a problem in their life, they don't go to someone else. They come to their parents, to their fathers and their mothers, and share what they have with them. Many children left their families because they did not have dialogue with their parents. They had miscommunication with their parents. They had misunderstanding with their parents. They were in one valley and their parents were in a different valley. They did not sit to speak. Even when they sit to speak to discuss something, tension will prevail. There will be always tension between them, always a quarreling. And this is why they left the family. So both lost. The children lost, and the parents lost as well. Both lost. The family was disintegrated. You know, sometimes I go to a cemetery for a funeral, and I don't find the children. The father is being buried, the mother is being buried, the children are not there. They don't want to attend their parents' funeral. Why? Because they were away from the family for the last 20 years, 30 years. Or sometimes they come to the funeral, but you realize that they did not have good relationship with their deceased ones, with their loved ones, with their parents, because of miscommunication. So definitely children have to respect their parents. Al-birru bil-walidain, being dutiful to your parents, is one of the pillars of our faith. But at the same time, the father and the mother are friends, not just fathers and mothers. Close friends, real friends, true friends with their children. They have to allow them to speak, to come forward. Allow them to argue sometimes. Allow them to vent what they have inside. If the parents do not shelter their children, who's going to shelter them? Do you think that there is someone more merciful, more compassionate, more understanding than the parents to the children? Mothers have to have open arms and open hearts. Fathers have to have open arms and open borders and open hearts with their children. So they come and talk to them. So number one element in protecting our children is sadaqah, friendship with our children. They are our friends. They are not afraid to speak to me. They are not afraid to share with me. Because we are sharing this life. We are sharing the ups and downs of this life. We are one family. This is the meaning of one family. One family means that when something happens to one member of the family, the whole family is affected. The whole family has to rush to save and protect and salvage that person. This is one element. The second element of maintaining a good family and protecting one's children is to infuse them with self-confidence. We have many things in this life. When it comes to materialism, most of us, maybe not all of us, most of us, we have material objects in our life, material success in our life. But you know what most people lack today? Most of them. They lack self-confidence. Many people in the community specifically the young generation, they have low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. They have low confidence in themselves. So the job of the parents is not just to bring food and a drink home, it's to bring self-confidence. The job of the parents, it is to encourage their children, to inspire them, to empower them. You know how much potentials and talents and energies God has put inside you, inside your son, your daughter, yourself? So much potentials. They have so much energy inside them, but you need someone to come and discover and excavate, because these talents and these potentials, they are buried. They are buried inside your son and your daughter. You need to get them out. You need to excavate them. You need to encourage them. Every single morning, even if you spend 2 minutes with your son, your daughter, you may say something positive to them. Word of encouragement. Word of inspiration. Word of inspiration. It's not just, I'm not just a breadwinner. I'm not just a breadwinner. Don't always consider your job to be material, financial. I have to provide my family with food. Yes, you have to provide them with food, with healthcare, but you have to provide them with inspiration too. With energy, with strength, with nasiha, with advice, with manners. This is our job. Try to build your children, build their character. If they are up, reach the age of 20 and 25 and 30, and parents neglect them, they don't talk to them, they don't encourage them, then it is too late. This is why you find today some children in our community are leaders. Why they are leaders? They are already leaders. It is because of the encouragement of their parents, their teachers, their elders, their community members, community leaders. They become leaders too. Some of them, they have low self-esteem. They are lost, confused. Their energy is lost. They don't use their energies and their talents in something good, in something positive to build themselves and their communities. So two things to maintain the family this week, and next week, three things, inshallah. One is true friendship with our children. They have to be our first friends. They have to be very close to us. We have to break these barriers. Yes, they must respect you. Don't let them mess up with you. Disrespect to the parents is dangerous. They must. They have to know their rules and regulations. This is my father. This is my mother. I must respect them. But at the same time, they are my friends. There is no barriers between us. We can share. We can speak. We can open up to each other. And the second element is the element of infusing them with self-confidence and self-worth. Self-worth is important, that you are important. You are intelligent. You can do much better than this. Encouragement, not rebuke. Sometimes rebuke is dangerous, but encouragement is good. And sometimes it's okay to exaggerate when you encourage. It's okay sometimes when someone is not intelligent to tell him you are intelligent. He's not doing excellent, you tell him, Alhamdulillah, you did good. Because he will recover. When you give him a positive word, he will do much better. But if you give him a negative word, you are breaking him down. So they need encouragement, they need inspiration, they need empowerment. Empowerment, remember, every day empower your family, empower your children. When they leave the house, give them words of empowerment. It would stay with them for the rest of the day. And inshallah, there are other elements that we will touch upon them next Friday, where we begin the Salat. At what time next Friday? Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.